Hello, Ray. I have three questions. 1. I would like to know what you believe Scripture to say on the subject of healing for today. 2. Do you think we are able to do the same miracles as Jesus? If so, why do we not see this more often? 3. The Scripture in John 14, 13 and 14. Why don't our petitions get answered like Jesus said? Thank you for your time. Cindy.
Dear Cindy, many assume that the statements that Jesus made to his 11 apostles on the evening of his arrest were a blanket statement to all believers to follow for all time. This is not so. Jesus did do many miracles through his apostles after his death and resurrection. He promised them the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which would give them faith and power to spread his gospel message. This came true 50 days later on the day of Pentecost. The apostles were given the gift of tongues so that they could even speak in foreign languages which none of them had ever studied. They were able to heal the sick, and they even raised the dead. Peter and Paul both raised the dead. But these special miracle gifts did not follow all generations of the church. Even later in the ministry of the apostles, God began to withdraw these gifts. No one was raised from the dead in their later ministry. Paul said that tongues would cease. In 1 Corinthians 13, only faith, hope, and charity were to now remain. Some of Paul's best friends and servants in spreading the gospel were sick and not healed. Paul told his dear friend Timothy to take a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine infirmities. God did not heal them. Do we think that Paul did not even ask? Many in the charismatic church try to make a carnival exhibition of such gifts, but I am afraid all they do is deceive. However, with that said, does God no longer perform miracles or healings? Yes, he does. I've seen and experienced them. Does he always heal? Does he always alleviate our problems and trials? No. Why should we pray for God to take away all the things that are absolutely necessary for our faith and perfection? Don't neglect to ask God for everything you feel you should have, but don't be disappointed if God allows you to continue in your trials. Sometimes he removes certain trials after a period of time. We do not know when and how or even if God will do this, that, or the other things, so we keep praying. I ask for strength and faith to face my trials and overcome my flesh. I no longer pray for God to make me healthy, wealthy, and wise, with absolutely no price to pay for such privileges. Our sight is an answer to prayer. My understanding of the Scriptures is an answer to prayer. Everything I have is an answer to prayer. I pray for others, and many times God answers my prayers. But I do not always heal the sick through my prayers. I do not make people wealthy through my prayers. And I have never raised the dead through my prayers. So don't stop praying. And always, always, always thank God for all that you have. And then don't worry about anything. Philippians 4:6 is a terrible translation in the King James Version. Instead of be careful in nothing, it should read, do not worry about anything. God be with you, Ray.
Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, that is superior to every frame of mind, shall be garrisoning your hearts and your apprehensions in Christ Jesus.